Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we are talking with a singer-songwriter who has a very interesting story to tell. She comes to us from a long, long distance here in the United States, originally from Iran. We welcome singer-songwriter Shab to our program today. Welcome to the Voice of America, Shab.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
Well, we appreciate you talking to us. Not only are you talking to me, we're on in 100 countries around the world, and millions of people who are meeting you for the first time. Shab is our guest here on The Voice of America, and your new single is called Spell on Me. And is this part of an EP? Is there a larger album? I was trying to find out what's exactly the plan for Shab and this new track.
So yes, we do. It is an album. We have 8 really beautiful songs that I helped co-write with my producer, Damon, and as well as another co-writer. They're all super talented team. His name is Eric. And so what we do is we come up with these ideas, what I do. And so then I send it to my team, and then that's how we start a songwriting process. We wrote Spell on Me. And so, you know, we just work so well together. It's just so magic. It is an album. There's 8 songs. The album is going to be called The 8th, just like an infinity sign. There's no ending, no beginning to music, right? Uh-huh. It's just the constant flow and that beautiful energy that gives us. Music is so beautiful, and it helps us through different things in our life. We can be celebrating, we can be sad, you know, or listening to something that uplifts us, right? So, yeah.
Your producer is the same producer who worked with Ariana Grande and Jennifer Lopez.
Correct. I'm very blessed to have crossed paths, you know, with him, and we work so well together. So it's great.
All right. Well, if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to ask you to do a song now for us. So what song have you chosen first?
Sure. I could do, if you like, I could do Spell on Me.
All right. The title track. Well, actually not the title track, but it is the first single off the new album. So we're going to listen to it. Here's Shab, and this one's called Spell on Me.
Oh, oh. La 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 oh oh la 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 oh oh. 1,000 lights all on me, a spell love you give out. The chains broke finally free, wanna run away now. Oh, you're more beautiful than I ever knew. The chains broke finally free, wanna run away now. Cause you give me life, it's in the shine of your eyes. I fly so high, whenever you're in the sky. Boy, I can't speak, hypnotized, I can't breathe. It's like you put a spell on me, it's like you put a spell on me, me. Jewelry, my body's the fire. Imagine your hands on me, my hips never lie. Oh, it's so magical whenever we touch. Imagine your hands on me, my hips never lie. Cause you give me life, it's in the shine of your eyes. I fly so high whenever you're in the sky. Boy, I can't speak, hypnotized, I can't breathe. It's like you put a spell on me, it's like you put a spell on me, me. I don't wanna know. And boy, I can't speak, hypnotized, I can't breathe. It's like you put a spell on me, it's like you put a spell on me, me.
That song is very good. I really enjoy that song. So tell me what the inspiration for Spell on Me was.
So the inspiration came from, my family, my kids are greatest inspiration, and my friends and family, and just people sometimes I meet out, and you never know, someone says a word that just resonates with you. And I always love the shine in someone's eyes, because the eyes are the window of the soul, you know. And I love the eyes as one of my favorite feature in somebody. When I first meet them, I love looking into their eyes and finding that beauty. So I was thought, like, you know, because you gave me life, it's in the shine of your eyes, right? Yeah. It's just so beautiful. Yeah. And so I love that. And so that's part of, like, when we wrote Spell on Me. And also Spell on Me is about love, you know, it's the power of love, that we feel so powerless and powerful at the same time when we're in love. Love is such a powerful tool, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And so, I mean, you know, you have so many talents, and I know that I read that your brother is also an accomplished singer back home.
No, he's actually here. States. Yeah, he's actually here, and he has about 9 or 10 albums out. I mean, he's very famous in the Persian community, whether you're in Europe, in Iran, or like Persia, or here in the US, and he's been on every single TV there is, you know, magazines, and he's done a lot of really big concerts in Dubai. He was, I mean, living there for 3 months. He had a big contract there. And of course, when things wind down, and now he's a father of beautiful twin boys, Aria and Ario. And so he just loves that life, and he's just happy doing that for now. And until duty calls again, and maybe I'll take him to tour with me. And I'm like, come on, let's do this. You know, let's gather a group of very talented people and just make magic, you know.
And so you're singing in English. Is this the first time on the new album?
Correct. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. What made you decide you wanted to try something totally different? Because it might be different fans. I mean, I know you're expanding, but you get established in one sound and style, and then all of a sudden you change it up. What made you go that direction?
I think I always wanted to sing in English. It's just, you know, when you sing in Farsi, there's just something like makes your soul move, you know, because it is my first language that I learned. And I thought once I conquer that, I can conquer anything I want. Because to me, that was like, I mean, more than anything, I'm American, because I shaped the most important, my adult life. I shaped here. I mean, I've been here since I was 14 years old. And so I thought, once I conquer that, I can conquer anything, you know. So that's why when I finished my 9 songs, and of course we just released one because I got pregnant with my daughter Shiloh, and I just kind of took some time off. And while I was taking time off, I just started writing in English. And I was like, you know what, maybe I could do this, because at first when you do something new, it is a little scary, and you're like, am I going to be good or not? But you don't know until you try. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, I'm like, you just got to go for it. And the first time it might be hard, but the second time, third, fourth, practice makes perfect. Just like anything else we do in life. Just keep going. Don't quit. Just when you're just about to get that gold, that's when most people just back up and quit. No, just keep going. That's my advice to everyone. Don't ever quit, especially on your dream.
Now, what is the, since you mentioned you've been here in the United States since you were 14, what's the biggest surprise or misconception you had about life in America and Americans from where you were to where you are now, from when you came here?
That's a really amazing question. I tell you why, because you know what, everything is bigger in America. Like, even when the grocery stores, the milk was like huge, or when you go like to eat dinners, the portions are huge, or the roads were big to me. I mean, I'm 14 years old and I'm seeing all that. I'm like, oh my God, like, where am I? You know, because everything is so much smaller in Europe, and just package size, but it's just everything. And now I'm in Texas and everything is even bigger. I was like, does it get bigger? No. once you live here, you're like, well, okay, this is America, you know. So.
And how do you feel being here in the United States and getting the perspective of news that you get here versus what's going on back home? I'm sure that stirs up some emotions inside, because you live through some difficult times back home in Iran, and although this is now your new home.
Correct.
You must be
Yeah, America is my home, you know. And whenever I talk to people, I say we are the citizens of the world, all of us, you know. And God did make us in His image. So in a sense, we're brothers and sisters, and there's the same moon, the same sun, you know, same stars, like when you look up, right? But it gets me like sad sometimes, because Persian people are really good people, you know. We are just like anybody else. We're very caring, very giving. We are forgiving, you know. I mean, there's just all of those things. And we love people. We love entertaining. We love having people over for dinner, you know. We love like having guests over. We always say a guest is like, it's like an angel that comes to your home. So you have to make sure they leave better when you found them, in a sense of there's kind of like that. So yeah, I try not to really watch the news, Larry. You know, I try to kind of like, I like to know what's going on, but at the same time, I don't try to get myself too deluded to knowing what's happening like that, too deep into it, you know, where I just like to keep myself in this bubble where I can protect my energy and I can give that to other people that really need me right now, right there in the present moment.
All right. Well, you sound wonderful and positive and upbeat. I would like to ask if you do another song for us. We'd love to hear some more music. What are you going to do next?
We're going to do What I Do.
Okay.
And that's going to be it's going to be released in January, and it's a really beautiful song that comes from my heart, but I'll tell you more about it when we come back.
All right. Here's Shab. You're listening and watching The Voice of America.
This was meant for us. You pulled me together so gently, and I was strong enough to let you shine your light through me. So many let me down, but I dried my sins in the moonlight, and I see clearly now. You set the angels in me free. I felt a change in, I felt a poison in my heart, too pure, trusted a stranger who gave me everything but I am yours. Summer sun like a prayer for you. Diamonds in the dust uncovered the day that you found me, and it was obvious this connection was meant to be. So many let me down, but I dried my sins in the moonlight, and I see clearly now. And the angels in me, I felt.
who gave me everything, but I am yours. Sung my song like a prayer for you. A wicked man is losing my sleep. Feels so right, like I can choose to love you as what I do.
That's Shab, and a very beautiful song. I mean, you have such a beautiful voice. I don't know if you're classically trained or, you know, what's your background? You're singing. Where did you get your beautiful sound?
You're so sweet. You know, I thank you. I always knew that I wanted to sing, and I feel like when I'm singing, it's like God is speaking through me, or, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's just that feeling, that good feeling when you have in your heart and you want to pour that positivity and love out, where when someone is singing or dancing to your song, it makes me so happy knowing that I did something good in this world, right? But yeah, never had a formal training, but I've had some voice coaches throughout my life. And my recent one, her name is Anna Lisa with Septian Entertainment. And she is absolutely amazing. And she's pushing me to a place where I've never been before. And I'm really loving it, where I'm like running on a treadmill and singing, you know, or I'm a Stairmaster and I'm singing. You know? And I like those challenges. And I'm like, okay, what do you have for me this week? You know, like, so yeah, I've been very blessed thus far that I've had that talent, but now it's just like making it even better, you know, perfecting it. I mean, I don't know what the perfection is but, you know, just being better than you were yesterday, you know, hitting certain notes that you didn't think you can hit, right?
You mentioned making you feel like dancing and things like that. And I watched one of your music videos and you were dancing and there were hands grabbing all over you. Many hands coming at you. And of course, you're wearing Persian clothing, Persian look like makeup and a head garb. So, do you incorporate your culture into all of your music?
Actually, no. Spell on Me is the only one of its kind in our album, the 8th album. And the rest are just more pop and EDM. Larry, the reason I wanted to come out with Spell on Me first is because I wanted to kind of incorporate something with my culture, right? And so just kind of like a little zest and hint of it into the song, just kind of like, hey, here I am, you know, and this is like Spell on Me. But yeah, none of the other sounds are the same. This is the only one of its kind.
Well, I love it. I really love the fact that you did do something different. It stands out instead of typical pop video. I mean, it's really good. I really like that. And I really enjoyed your music. And we're talking with Shab, who is releasing a new album in February. The album name is again, The 8th. Is that what you're calling it? The 8th?
Yes. 8th album. It's an infinity sign, but it's upside down. Looks like an 8, but it's with a heart. So
is that your 8th album?
No, it's like The 8th, like infinity. So we're still working on the name. It's going to be... You guys are going to know when it comes out.
Would you do one more song for us?
Please, yes, I would love to.
What song would you do? What's it called?
I will do Music to My Heart for you guys.
All right, Music to My Heart. Here is Shab on The Voice of America.
Hey, guys. I want to introduce you to my amazing band. Here is Mike on the guitar. We have Mr. Valenti, the amazing Valenti. And Maximir. Hey guys, thanks for being here. Let's make some magic happen, right? Mm-hmm. This heat, it brings me back. Was it a dream or a fantasy? Wanna pour your love on me? Your eyes take me somewhere, a time before eternity. Baby, you bring me to my knees. Your music to my heart, that's what you are. Boy, when you kiss me hard, my spirit dances. Your music to my heart, that's what you are. Boy, when you kiss me hard, vente conmigo. Your music to my heart. Your sweetness fills my veins. Your essence has become a part of me. You're the keeper of my body. The stars so far away, burning bright as we can see, silhouettes of you loving me. Your music to my heart, that's what you are. Boy, when you kiss me hard, my spirit dances. Your music to my heart, that's what you are. Boy, when you kiss me hard, vente conmigo. Your music to my heart. 10,000 lifetimes together, you seduce me with your laughter. One heartbeat between us forever, it sounds just like heaven. Your music to my heart, that's what you are. Boy, when you kiss me hard, my spirit dances. Your music to my heart, that's what you are. Boy, when you kiss me hard, vente conmigo. Your music to my heart.
Job and music to your heart is what that's called.
To my heart.
To my heart. To your yes. heart. My heart. Our heart.
Whichever you want. Spell on you. Spell on me. Music to my heart. Music to your heart.
You sing a lot about love, and so obviously you're a person who's got a lot of love to give.
I do. I do. Yeah. Love. Love is what makes the world go around. You know. Mm-hmm. The opposite great. Of love is indifference, right? Mm-hmm.
So people that want to get your album or get in touch with you, what are the different ways? I know the album's most likely available on iTunes and Amazon and all the standard.
Oh, books. Yeah.
But
it's
can
gonna
they
be on platforms.
To your website as well?
Most likely, yes.
And your website is?
It's shabofficial.com. Shab official.com.
What does
but
the name
yeah, it's gonna be-
is there a meaning for the name Shab?
Well, Shabnam means morning dew, and my family always called me Shab or Shabby or Shaba, you know, like Shabbat. I mean, like everything. I'm all of it.
I love
whatever you want to call me, that's it. Shabbat, Shab, Shabby, Shab. But Shabnam is my actual full name, but my partner calls me Shabby or Shaba or you know, Shabnam, and then he's upset or, you know, he's like trying to, you know, he calls me by my full name. So I know I'm in trouble when he does that.
Where can people find you on social media if they want to go to Facebook or Instagram or all those social media sites?
Sure. You can find me on Instagram, Shab Official. So same thing as my website and the same thing with Facebook, Shab Music. And yeah, that's pretty much it. But my songs are going to be on iTunes and YouTube and Spotify.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Voice of America. It's such a pleasure to meet you and to hear your beautiful voice. And I'm excited about the new album. You have to promise me when you're in D.C. and this whole thing is cleared up that you'll be able to come into the studios and join us live.
I would love to do that. Actually, my mom lives in Columbia, Maryland. Oh, and I will be there sooner than you think. So I will take you on that.
That offer stands. So,
okay, sounds good. Thank you, Larry.
Lovely to meet you. Shab is our guest, and my name is Larry London. You are watching Border Crossings on the Voice of America.